Hello, Audio Candy. So today I'm going to be recording the Sour Candy Questionnaire. And before I start, first of all, my roommate's in the kitchen cooking stuff, so sorry about the clanky clinks. Also, it's Friday night and I kind of live on a busy street, so there might be noises out there. And I am very, very tired, so if I sound a little down, then that's probably it. Also, today was kind of a weird day. Not bad, but full of things that happened, you know? So, yeah, I figured some self-reflection and introspection could help me sort out my head. So I'm just gonna jump right into it. Number one, when was the last time you hurt someone? I feel like I probably hurt people a lot, more than I think that I hurt people. Which is kind of an oxymoron, but probably today. I don't know who. Yeah, probably today. Number two, what's the longest grudge you've ever held? I'm not much of a forgiver, but I'm definitely a forgetter. So as long as I keep my mind off of things, then, you know, it can be like it never happened. But in the back of my mind, I'm definitely a grudge holder. The things that come to mind are like some stuff that my friends did to me like a few years ago, like two, I guess now, about 2 years ago, that I'm still angry about. And then there's like things, like family things, just family things that could have been better, so I guess I'm still a little angry about those, or I don't know. Yeah, there's lots of things, lots of reasons to hold grudges. Number three, name one moment when you were deeply touched by someone. I'm touched by people a lot. I think I like being touched by people. That sounds so weird. You guys know what I mean. I like being touched by people, so I let it happen as much as I can, you know? What's coming to mind right now is, what day was it? Last Thursday, maybe? And I know I've been touched by someone, you know, in between then and now, but I feel like that was kind of a moment when it hit me. We were in our acting class and we were performing personal manifestos that we had written, and they were about ourselves, and someone came up, and they were kind of someone that I hadn't thought about too much in the class. They were just kind of there, and all of a sudden they delivered their personal manifesto, which is, you know, about them and how they got to where they are and who they are as a person and how they identify and stuff. And theirs was just so good, and it made me want to know that person, and gosh, she was just, she seemed incredible. And a lot of the things that she said in there really touched me. Things about how, you know, she wasn't gonna give up on her dreams, and how she was more than what she was at the moment. I think that one really spoke to me a lot. Number four, what's your first emotional memory? Okay, I'm pretty sure I was 3 when this happened. I may have been 4. But what happened was I was sitting in the back seat of, I was in like a booster seat of a car, my parents' car. And we had gone to like McDonald's or Burger King or Wendy's, probably Wendy's. I feel like we went to Wendy's a lot when I was a kid. And I got a Frosty. It's like a chocolate Frosty. And my sister and my mom kept saying, like, make sure you don't spill that because you always spill stuff. And I was like, don't worry, I won't, I promise. And I tried so hard not to spill it. Like, I was clutching it in my little hands. Like, I was trying so hard. And then I don't remember the actual spilling of the Frosty, but at some point it must have spilled. I don't know, it must have fallen and gotten on the seat and me and stuff. And it was when I got out of the car that my mom and my sister noticed. And I remember the look that my sister gave me, like, oh my god, of course you did. Of course you spilled it. And my mom gave me the same look. And my first thought was just like, I will never be as good as my sister. And it's kind of probably sad that that's my first memory, my first emotional memory. But yeah, that's what it is. Kind of like guilt and shame and that feeling of specifically my sister just being inherently better than I was. Yeah. Number 5. You're on a plane falling from the sky. What's the last thing you think and do? However much I'd like to say that I would, you know, say a prayer or come to peace with myself or, I don't know, pass a bird and tell it to tell my family that I love them, I'd probably just feel a lot of regret. And I think no matter how good of a life I lead, I will always feel regret in my last moments. I think that's kind of just the way that death works. Or for me, it would be. Right now. Maybe that will change. Hopefully it does. Yeah. As for the last thing I do, it'll probably just be like screaming and flailing my arms around. Like, ah, oh my gosh, I'm falling. Yeah, okay. Number 6. What's a part of your past identity that you've abandoned or changed on purpose? I used to be like a really annoying smart aleck and grammar Nazi and... yeah, I wasn't actually full of myself. I was really insecure, but, I was a smart aleck anyway. I think it was because I was always trying to prove myself. And, yeah. It was one day when I heard myself. My dad had taken a video of me and my sister and my cousin talking. We were at like some sort of family reunion. We were going camping together and we were just talking. My dad took a video. We watched the video later and I was like, wow, I don't like myself. So I stopped. I stopped doing that. Yeah. Number 7, what's an ambition that you've given up on achieving? I'm not sure if this is really an ambition, because as of now, I don't want it at all. It's not just something that I've decided to stop pursuing, but when I was younger, I pictured myself growing up and getting married and having children, and marriage right now is still a blur for me. I'm not sure if that's going to be something that I do or if it's going to be something that I don't do. It, you know, 100% depends on the person and where I am in my life and blah, blah, blah. But as for kids, I feel like that's really, really, really unlikely. And I've been thinking about this a lot lately because it was kind of a decision that I feel like I made like last year or the year before. Like, I'll probably not ever have kids. And I've been trying to think of my reasoning for that lately, just because people have been asking whenever it comes up. And I think it's that I wouldn't be able to take it if they didn't grow up into good people, however shallow that sounds, or I don't know, whatever it sounds. If my kids didn't grow up to be really, really good people, I would blame myself, and I wouldn't be able to live with myself. And even if they were good people, I would probably be the parent that would never be satisfied. Number 8, if you were to lose everyone you love, how would/would you move on? In almost a sick way, I feel like I would get over it more quickly than I should. I don't think I would just be okay with it immediately or anything like that, but it's been, you know, relatively easy for me in the past to let go of people. That being said, I've been extremely, extremely fortunate in that no one really close to me has ever died. People have moved away, people have, you know, disappeared from my life, but no one has died. No one really close to me, you know? So, I'm not 100% sure how I would handle the situation. But whenever people do disappear from my life, I usually get through it, you know, really, really quickly. So I feel like I would probably just make new friends and get over it and not think about it. Number 9, if you ruled the world, how would you fix everything? When I wrote this question, I had the full intention of figuring everything out and like writing down a huge plan and like delivering it to you guys and it being awesome, but I haven't written down anything and I'm tired and I don't really feel like thinking through everything, but probably I would go for the environment first, you know, try to fix all of that. It would definitely help if everyone went at the very least vegetarian, maybe eventually vegan, except for like indigenous people that literally can't, then, you know, they gotta do what they gotta do. And, you know, pollution and all that jazz. And then after that, I feel like the economy would, not fix itself, obviously, but that would boost the economy a lot, especially in the long run. It wouldn't be immediate, but after a few years, it would definitely, definitely help. Get rid of the bad people. That sounds so vague. It's supposed to be vague. You can define get rid. I would just want everyone to be peaceful. I wouldn't want to steal anyone's culture. But I would want everyone to be at peace with each other. No culture should have to suffer for the sake of another culture's insistence on individuality justifying violence. I think that's the weirdest thing. Okay, anyway, that was a weird rant. Number 10, who are you most grateful for being in your life right now? I've just met a lot of new people coming to college, like a whole bunch. Like, just a whole new cast of people in my life. It's, like, just completely different. So, there's a lot of people that I could choose to be grateful for being in my life right now. And then I could go the classic route and say my family and, or, you know, specific people in my family. And then there's you guys, you know? And I think it's definitely, definitely fair that you, the folk of Audio Candy, you probably know more about me than a lot of people. Maybe not my family, but definitely my college peeps. As for a specific person to answer this question, it's really hard. I thought I was gonna answer it just now. I mean, there's so many people, and I'm so grateful for all of them. You know, maybe it's weird to be as grateful for my teachers as I am for some of my friends, and, like, you know, I kind of have, like, a boyfriend and stuff too, so like there's that, which is incredible. But gosh, I know the easy way would just be to say my boyfriend. And right now I'm trying to think if there's anything, or anyone rather, that I'm more grateful for than him. Playing devil's advocate in my own head. If I were to say a collective group of people, I think it would be my college friends right now. Even though I think that my audio candy friends are better friends, maybe. I feel like I earned you guys in a weird way by creating this subreddit with Cardlin. But my college ones, I'm very grateful for them just because they came out of nowhere. And none of us deserved each other. We were all just like lost freshmen in the theater building. And we became really good friends, so I'm very, very grateful for them. And then when it does come to a specific person, I gotta say my boyfriend. Because it's true. Yep. I'm grateful for you. And on that note, this recording will come to a close. So good night, everyone. I hope you're having a good night or day or afternoon or morning or whatever it is in your neck of the woods. bye, guys.